Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
So we were covering the experiences with respect to this Business Resolutions program. What were the goals, the focuses, the format, and the experience I've had with respect to the program over some 15 months. As a result of the, I've considered, you know, fun that I've had, and I hope you've had fun listening, we're going to be doing two additional things in Radio Oso. One, you probably have heard it already. It's a weekly commentary, comes out on Wednesday. Supposed to be about 2 minutes or so of comments on various things. Some of them do relate to business and the kinds of things that we cover in Business Resolutions, but most of them will be comments on areas that are not related. In the future, the ones I have already set up, one is on timeshares, where I analyze what I understand, you know, the pros and cons of timeshares, things of that nature that gonna come to my mind, and I sort of want to get off my chest and share with you. The other program that we're considering is a program, be about an hour, entering into a particular area such as crime and discussing medicalization or legalization of drug, what we can do in terms of the police, what we can do with different areas from medicine to police to how we, the private guards can get involved, et cetera. And so this is something we're considering, and it would be probably a half an hour. We would bring in someone, or one or two people, go into that particular topic, a Judge Torreya, the consul of Portugal, that Portugal has adopted, had legalized drugs, et cetera, and see what their experience has been and what their opinion is on a very respectful and a dialogue of great respect, and then have maybe the last half hour the listeners have a chance to call in and either ask questions or give comments on that. So that's something that we're considering for the future. So the experience with Business Resolutions for me has been really positive, has been a lot of fun, and I hope to expand it a little bit with some more programming and Radio Oso during this coming year. In terms of the more personal, with respect to the past years, I had one of the commentaries was precisely on whether people have, how did you do, or you as a listener did on goals. Did you set up a goal for last year, and how did you come out on that? And that commentary mentioned that some 90% of the people don't follow up with their goals, which I found incredibly high. I had four goals for last year. One of them was to reduce, to go down to 155 pounds. Some 5 years ago, I was about 197, almost 198 pounds. And so the goal was by Thanksgiving of this year to go 155. And it was really, really tough this time. Those last 5 pounds have been really, really tough. But I was able to make it by 0.6. It came. I was weighed in at 154.4, and so I met that goal. The other was, the second one was to spend more time with my grandchildren, a little bit subjective. I think from a 1 to 10, I probably came out with about a 7 or 8 on that. I could do better, and I'm going to hopefully do better. But we had some quality time, and it was done to a great extent because I had that vision or that goal to improve in that area. The third was to reduce my golf handicap in a group that we play on Sunday, where the handicap is established with respect to that particular group, to lower my golf handicap to 14. I did not make that one. Golf is tough. I mean, I played a lot of sports. I skied and ice hockey and football and all, and did quite well. And I tell you, golf has been a real tough nut to crack. And the only thing I can do, I mean, is extend that goal for another year. Let's see what happens in 2013. I feel very comfortable that I gave it all I could in terms of practicing and seeing videos and reading, etc. I think I did a really good effort. I have some rationalization. There was a lot of rain in December. I decided to do a number of things with my wife, Fondo de Mejoramiento, make some trips to Patillas and to Jayuya, etc. So I didn't play that much in December, but that's just rationalization. Frankly, I just did not make it. And I played Sunday, and again, I'm not a 14 handicap yet. And so I have that goal to go with for 2013. And the fourth goal I had, which started in 2011, was to finalize the elimination of all debts. I was persuaded and convinced by Dave Ramsey, who, as you know, is one of the speakers here on Radio Oso, that'd be a good thing to do. I remember way back, man, I think it was in the late 60s when I bought my first house. I was told, you know, that a high mortgage was the best thing to do. You get the highest mortgage you can possibly get on your home. There's nothing more effective in terms of financial planning. And I remember when we sold, the law firm sold our building in Hato Rey, and some money came in. I remember a partner of mine saying that what he was going to do was to apply the sum to eliminate his mortgage, and I thought he was kind of crazy. So it took a little beating into me and start analyzing the way Dave Ramsey forces you to do to realize that it would be a good goal to reduce that. And basically, you know, what you would have to do with that money to make the returns that you, and the peace of mind that you derive from eliminating your mortgage, which was the last thing I had pending, is going to be tough to obtain. So putting the money, getting rid of that mortgage has been a great goal that was met, and I'm really very happy with that. A lot of peace of mind comes to that. In terms of the consulting career, I just finished a seminar with University of Puerto Rico law students, and philosophizing on some of the results of undertaking the prevention and resolution of conflicts. I'm coming to the conclusion that, or the thought, that people have a tough time dialoguing up front in order to try to settle their differences. And people kind of like to fight at the beginning. It's something that I saw a lot in during all my practice, law practice. But I frankly felt that maybe when I got out into the real world and that I would find more people more amenable to sitting down and dialoguing and reaching settlements. But the fact is that people want me to help them negotiate and be relatively tough. And I would say that about 50% of the cases that I've had, we were successful in settling. By me successful means that kept it out of court, able to reach a solution that was people both sides were let's say at least if not happy, at least willing to settle for, and more importantly, for me, a successful negotiation and settlement is that the relationships are maintained. So the ones were in the 50% area that I say were successful, the compensation or the conditions of remedying the conflict were achieved, and just as importantly, the relationships were maintained, which you know, I think is really critical. The other 50%, which ended up, you know, either breaking relationships and not resolving, or we're still going to litigation and all. It's a little bit depressing, but on the other hand, when I look back, a lot of them, we were able to reduce or eliminate some of the conflict, And for some clients, we were able to put in place certain steps and certain actions that improve their position. So I think, you know, even though at the end it may not be successful in terms of eliminating the litigation or not being successful in maintaining the relationship that you would like your client to be able to achieve, yet there are some positive things that are obtained by the dialogue and the analysis and in putting in place the negotiation techniques of the win-win and doing things the way Getting to Yes and other books and other experts in this area have been teaching us, and which is what I try to get across to my students and to my friends and to my clients in this new career. I think we should probably take a break, and we'll be right back. They're looking at me and said, let's take a break. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.